In Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 31, Jesus describes to us a picture of the judgment day. Before him will be gathered all nations, and he will divide them as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. To those on his left hand, these in verse 46 says, will go away into everlasting punishment. Those on his right hand, which are his sheep, will go away into life eternal. There are, of course, those who deny the reality of the eternal nature of heaven and also of hell itself. What did Jesus mean whenever he said, these shall go away into eternal life? In John 10, verses 27 through 28, Jesus gave us a divine commentary on what eternal life is. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Eternal life is living forever. Actually, in the original language there appears what we would refer to as a double negative. The word not appears twice, which emphasizes the fact that they will know not ever perish. And so whenever we're talking about eternal life, we're talking about living forever. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1, Paul contrasted our earthly life with the life that is to come. He said, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The life, our physical life here upon this earth is temporary in nature. Paul likened it to a tabernacle, or in our modern day language, a tent. A tent is not meant to be a permanent dwelling place. It's not meant to be our permanent home. And so it is with our physical bodies. They're not meant to live forever. One day they will be dissolved. They'll be disassembled and taken down. And what Paul says is that we know that if this is the case, we have an eternal life waiting for us in heaven. We will be immortal. We will live forever. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 17 through 18, Paul said, there then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Heaven is being with God forever. It is the fact that we're going to see God forever, we're going to live with God forever, and we're going to enjoy the blessings of heaven, of living in heaven with God forever. That's what Jesus meant in Matthew 25:46 when he spoke of eternal life. Notice that he said his sheep, he gives unto his sheep eternal life. If we're going to inherit eternal life, we must follow Christ. That's what a sheep does. It listens to the voice of the shepherd. And so these shall go away into everlasting life.